Audio is ready, and I'm going to call the February 10th, 2015 council meeting to order. We're still settling in. All right, we're going to start with a Pledge of Allegiance, and I will lead that.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Councilmember Fonzie?
Here.
Councilmember Sturdivant?
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Moreno?
Here.
And the record will reflect that Councilmember Kelly and Mayor O'Malley are absent.
Yes. And wishing them both feeling better very, very soon. Do I have an approval of the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Whoops. Councilmember Sturdivant?
Yes.
Councilmember Fonzie?
Yes.
And Mayor Pro Tem Moreno?
Yes.
3-0, motion passes.
Great. We now have presentations to outgoing commissioners. There are two who are not here this evening, and I just want to give them some recognition. Christian Cooper served first on Parks and Rec and then on the Planning Commission from 2009 to 2014, and we thank him for his years of service. I know he enjoyed it. And to Len Colomarino, also from 2009 to 2014, serving on the Planning Commission, and we appreciate his service. And now, to celebrate somebody who we all know and love, I'm going to ask Councilmember Fonzie to continue.
Thank you. It is to my sorrow, but it is an honor to be able to present Barbie Boots a certificate. Barbie began her service on the city's Parks and Recreation Commission back in 1992 and has served continuously on the commission for over 22 years, which I think is remarkable. Barbie has spent her life being a wife, mother, grandmother, organizer, and tirelessly striving to make a better community for all of us. She works to make lives better for children and for all of us, not only in Atascadero, but countywide. She is a director emeritus for the San Luis Obispo Community Foundation, a founding member for the Assistance League of San Luis Obispo County, chairman of the San Luis Obispo County Coats for Kids organization, and serves as board member of Atascadero Main Street and the San Luis Obispo County Community Foundation. Barbie has a rich experience as a leader who has served as president and board member of numerous businesses, community, charitable, and youth organizations. She is the recipient of several community and public service awards for her work with disadvantaged women and youth. She was presented with the Woman of the Year Award from the 33rd Assembly District in 2002 and was awarded the 1999 Cuesta College Woman of Distinction Community and Public Service Award. She's also the recipient of the Paul Harris Fellowship Rotary Award and was the 1993 Kiwanian of the Year. The city has been the beneficiary of her wealth of energy, devotion, and experience. Thank you, Barbie, for your 22 years of service to the city of Atascadero.
If you'd like to say something, we'd love to have you come up.
Well, I'd just like to say thank you for that recognition, and I'm a little bit tired just listening to the list. I don't usually go back over things like that. That was my Dancing with the Stars, by the way. You forgot all about that. That was my claim to fame for a while. But I think it's interesting because 22 years ago I started here in this room with Andy Takata, and here I am back again, and of course it looks entirely different. A lot of things have taken place in that 22 years. And I commend you and the rest of the city people who are looking at the zoo now. That's one thing that I almost wish that I was able to stay around, and I could stay around, but you know who over here has some other plans in mind. But I'd like to stay around and see that that takes place, but I know it's in good hands now because you're starting with the master plan and the Red Panda, and that's a good thing. So I hope that you all will look back on those 22 years and realize what we've accomplished here in Atascadero, all for the betterment of Atascadero. So thank you. It's been a wonderful journey, and I'm still around, still going to be doing. So thanks again.
Well, if you would stay there, Barbie, I think we'll come around and take a picture with you. And I just want to say, actually, Councilmember Sturtevant, is there anything you wanted to say?
Yes. Yes, I would say, Barbie, I appreciate you so much. Your encouragement to me when I was first getting involved in the city, and just how you were always encouraging me to be involved into the things to do and to get out and, you know, just be involved. Like, and you're a great example of that, just being out there, and you're being in a lot of different environments and giving of yourself, and I really appreciate all you've done,
Brian.
And I appreciate your example for all of us.
Thank you. I remember having that cup of coffee with you.
And I, too, Barbie, ever since moving to Atascadero, I really realize that things get done here because of the great volunteer spirit, and you just are a champion of that. That list, I'm tired after that list.
Well, you know, you never do anything alone, and that's the beauty of Atascadero. That if you do want to do something, you've got a whole army of people that are happy to do it with you. So.
Yes, you do. And now everyone will be glad to know, because she's not on Parks and Rec, she has time for something else. We'll come around front and join you. Enjoy. All right, we now have our consent calendar. These are items that are considered to be routine, and I would like to ask if there's anyone on the council. I know I'd like to pull item 1. Is there anyone else on council?
I'd like to pull item 3.
Okay. Is there anyone from the public wishing to pull an item? Okay, if not, I'd entertain a motion on
So number 2. Move that we adopt or accept consent calendar number 2.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Councilmember Sturdivant?
Yes.
Councilmember Fonzie?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Moreno?
Yes.
3-0, motion passes.
Okay. Councilmember Fonzie, item number 3?
Yes, item number 3 is a Highway 41 multi-purpose path construction contract. And I just wanted a question for Nick, our Public Works Director. Do we have any idea what it will cost to maintain this? I know we're getting it basically for free through a grant from the state, which is our tax money coming back to us, which we are grateful for. But there are ongoing maintenance costs.
There are. That's a very good question, Councilmember Fonzie. The current path right now is a DG path, or decomposed granite. So it's a narrower path that we're building on top of. Maintaining it in a DG path is a little more labor-intensive, but materially less that you need to put into it. Either path, you're going to be having to have the maintenance staff come out and do litter pickup and other activities like that. For maintaining the infrastructure, however, the DG path needs to be monitored a little bit more. It needs to be re-graveled and also reworked on the edges, weeded more often. The asphalt pathway that's proposed is usually it's maintenance for asphalt is about 1/10 of what it costs to construct the path. So the construction cost for this is about $400,000. So over the life of that path, we would expect about $40,000. However, it's much more labor, less labor that goes into maintaining that path, so you don't have to maintain or touch it as often as you would with a gravel path. Does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. Okay, I appreciate it. And I know this will be one of the safe routes to school for the children going to San Gabriel School.
Thank you. And number one had to do with the minutes from the last meeting regarding the Alps project. I had just asked the city clerk to further clarify the additions that we had made. And you'll notice on number two up here, the red, we were talking about future options for gate or fence mitigation if needed at San Diego and Tolosa. So that was put into there. And then number six, Trailhead, you know, just looking at parking for the future, it didn't need to be done right now, and then the access road versus route. Again, just some clarification. Those okay with you? Okay. Any public comment on those two items? No? Seeing none, I'll entertain a motion.
I move acceptance of the item one and item three of the consent calendar.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Councilmember Ponzi?
Yes.
Councilmember Sturdivant?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Moreno?
Yes.
3-0, motion passes.
Thank you. Now we have updates from the city manager.
Thank you, Mayor Pro Tem Moreno and council members. The first item was just mentioned by Barbie Boots, and this is the new exciting Red Panda exhibit. The Parks and Rec Commission met last Thursday and reviewed the plans for this new Thelma Vetter Red Panda exhibit. The impressive new home for the zoo's red panda population is being made possible through the very generous bequest made by the estate of longtime resident Thelma Vetter. The new exhibit will be the first ground-up exhibit newly built and constructed at the Charles Paddock Zoo. It will be a thoroughly modern exhibit with a green design and will be state-of-the-art interactive display. It's going to hold multi-species, not only the red pandas, but also a deer species that's indigenous to the same area, and we'll also have birds from the area in there. It will become the launch of the zoo's biodiversity hotspot theme, where each exhibit will be designed to be immersive and interactive, and will educate visitors about the culture, plant life, extinction, and other threats to each animal. So we are very excited about this new red panda exhibit. We're going to be bringing it before the council for approval sometime in March, probably the March 10th agenda, and we're excited about it. So there's a lot of great areas. We'll have a lower glass viewing area, some raised viewing areas. The red pandas tend to like to be up above the ground and in the trees, so this will be able to get you eye level or go down below and see where they are. So we'll be going through that quite a bit on the March 10th agenda. The Chamber of Commerce mixer is coming up. It's scheduled for Thursday, February 19th from 5:30 to 7 and is in the upper level community room at the Atascadero Library. Our community star dancers and choreographers will be the highlight of the mixer. So that's a great mixer. Southern California gas line repair. So as we've been talking about, Southern California Gas will be replacing about 5.5 miles of pipe along El Camino Real. The project's start date is going to be Monday, March 16th. Southern California Gas has completed their door-knocking effort on February 2nd. They walked the entire business district area that will be affected by the project, talking to business owners and others there. And due to the later time frame, they're able to do some deeper outreach to include community meetings, more local commercials, and attending the farmers market. They'll also be working with our IT department to upload a link on our website, and information will be on their website. We'll have a community contact for people that are affected by that. The most important thing we want to get out is that those businesses will remain open the whole time during construction. Do not be intimidated by the cones and the plates and all of that. You can get into your favorite business. We please encourage you to continue to patronize those businesses during this construction time. It's going to be great. to have the new pipeline. We will all be inconvenienced while it's being constructed, but in the long run, it's a good thing. The construction hours will be weekdays, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. There'll be a couple of other little bits of it that will be night work, as you can't close the intersection of Kerberel and El Camino during the middle of the day, but that, for the most part, that'll be the work. And we'll probably have some traffic rerouting, parking restrictions, large trucks and equipment, noise, excavation dust, all of those things that construction brings. Please, please be patient during this construction. The Lake Fill Line. So the Lake Fill Line pipeline was originally installed in 1954, and with over 60 years in use, it's starting to show its age. This fall, we tested and repaired certain sections of the pipeline, and these repairs were great in that they reduced a lot of the leaks and increased the flow and pressure in the line. As you don't have leaks downstream, that increases your pressure upstream. While these repairs were a really good thing overall, when we opened the fill line, this increased pressure caused damage to separate new sections of the fill line. And so we're currently repairing the newly damaged portions of the line at the corner of Highway 41 and San Gabriel. We had hoped to have these repairs completed prior to the last storm, but archaeological concerns were raised by the Selenian tribe, and that stopped work temporarily. It was not that we didn't care. We needed to make sure that we were being sensitive to the archaeological issues there at the project. We've been cleared, and we'll continue to work tomorrow morning, and we'll video the pipeline to determine that all the repairs are complete. And we hope to test the entire pipeline again at the beginning of next week. Ensuring that the lake fill line is fully operational for many years to come is one of staff's main priorities. As soon as we're sure that it's, or even if we're thinking that it's fully functional, we're going to go ahead and turn on that, open it up, and try and get that while the creek is flowing. So as you know, the lake fill line adds supplemental water in addition to the natural runoff that goes there. We can only open up that fill line during certain flows and that type, so we really want to make sure that while the creek is flowing, we have it open as much as possible, so we're really trying to expedite these repairs. Spring Hill Suites. The Marriott Spring Hill Suite is making great progress towards finalizing their projects, and they anticipate opening in mid-April. So I talked to the marketing representative for Spring Hill Suites, and she's excited to be here, and we're excited to have them here and open. They currently have a business office now open at 955 El Camino Real, where they are accepting applications for employment. So she said it's right across from Starbucks, and they're there. So if you're interested in working at Marriott Spring Hills, you're encouraged to stop by. For people that are interested in booking group events at the hotel, they should call 805-462-3500 and ask to speak with Julie or Michael. So they're going to go ahead and start booking some group events, and they can get you through while they're to look at the place while they're still working on it. So we're excited to have them be a partner and look forward to working with them. City Council strategic planning occurred last Friday night and Saturday. Council and staff completed our planning session over a long weekend, and Council outlined their priorities and goals for the upcoming year. From those priorities and goals, staff will then develop measurables and work plans and objectives similar to what we've done in the past. We will then bring those back to Council for review, and then obviously any action items that Council needs to take action on will be brought before the Council as part of that work plan. It's a great day to spend. It's well worth the time to go over all of that and really have that candid discussion amongst Council and staff to set the priorities of the city. And last but not least, Dancing with Our Stars. Dancing with Our Stars will be on Friday and Saturday, March 20th and 21st, from 5:30 to 10:30 p.m., and it's going to be at the Pavilion on the Lake. The time to vote is right now. So check in with your favorite Dancing with the Stars on how to vote. Each vote supports not only your star, but also, more importantly, supports the library and helps get us that wonderful library that we saw, all the books in there, furniture, facilities, all of those things that they need to make that library successful. And I don't know, I know that Heather is participating. While she's not a star this year, she was a star last year, she is participating. You might be able to tell us a little bit more on Dancing with Our Stars.
And our police chief is also participating. So Director Frank Sanchez, incredibly creative. It's the wonderful world of dance. And so we're not to give away much. There will be some fun things that you won't expect, some past stars that you'll see. And it is two nights, if you know that they've sold out in like 30, 40 minutes the past several years. And so they did put it into two nights. There is a little bit of shift. The dance floor will be in the middle, so everybody will have a little bit of a better view. So looking forward to it, coming up March 20th and 21st. So that's 2 weeks later than the past date.
Great. With that, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions?
No questions.
Councilmember Sturdivant?
Yes, Rochelle. On the Southern Cal gas that's going on, the work, is there going to be a phone number, contact number on our website? So in case people do have questions or concerns or problems, they have that resource?
There is. So there will be a phone number and contact information for those that are directly adjacent to the property. They are also getting letters and other things that will have that phone number, and so that they have that contact.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And yeah, I want to thank the public, too, that came out for strategic planning this weekend. Their input is always appreciated. Next on our agenda is community forum, and this time is reserved for those wishing to speak on something that is not on the agenda, but over which the council does have jurisdiction. If you'd like to speak, please come to the podium, and you'll have 3 minutes to do so.
Good evening. On behalf of the Atascadero Ministerial Association, I'm Pastor Tom Farrell from Atascadero Bible Church, and pleased to be here this evening. It's great to see Barbie Boots. What an amazing legend she is. I've known Barbie for over 20 years as well, and duly deserved recognition. So thank you for that. She is the kind of person that makes Atascadero an amazing place to live. And we've got a lot of folks like her, and so it's an honor to be a part of that. Dancing with the Stars coming up. I hear our police chief cuts the carpet like none other. Quite a legend. So you're going to be a part of that, right?
No coconuts this year.
Okay.
There are, and I just don't know.
All right. Let's pray. I thank you, Lord, just for this community that we live in. We're really blessed to be a part of a place where people like Barbie Boots and others have just made such a contribution. I'm really grateful for our city council as well. And just the fact that, Lord, they care enough that they want to be involved and invest their time, energy, and talents into making this community a better place. Your word tells us that, Lord, if we lack wisdom, that all we have to do is ask you. So, Lord, we do. We come before you collectively, and we ask you, would you just give this city council wisdom? Lord, would you give them the ability to direct even the city staff in a way that would be most beneficial for our community and for our children, for those who grow up here, call this home, Lord. And I always think of our public servants, day in and day out, working behind the scenes so many times that really do protect us from the people that care for our streets and, Lord, for those who are out protecting us when calamity comes and they come and respond to a phone call that we might make in panic. And God, the police force that seeks to protect the citizens as well from harm, even from one another. Lord, we just pray for protection on each and every one of those people, and that you would be with them. We ask for a great 2015 as well, Lord, as we look to the future and implement some of the plans that are in place even for our city. So we ask for that as well. I pray a blessing on this community. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you. Next speaker. Welcome.
Hi, my name is Janelle Allen.
I'm one of the founders of Parents for Joy, and we first came before the City Council in May of 2013 to ask if you guys would consider having a special needs playground in our community. And so since then, our group, we came together, we became our nonprofit, Parents for Joy. We've done some fundraising, and it's been slow and sometimes fast and sometimes a slow process, but we're at a point now where we really want to do some large fundraising through grants, and in order to do that, we had to use some of our money, and we have the startings of what we needed to do, and I'm going to have our project manager explain that in a minute. But we have a project manager who's going to be overseeing the entire project from start to finish for free. So that is a blessing. We also have an engineer right now doing our first some first plans for us. And so we're really excited with how things are moving forward. And so I'm just going to let Sarah go on. Yes. And we have, you have asked us our last meeting to come up with a name. I was going to have Sarah share that. But we have come up with a name of Joy Playground. We have wanted to keep it short and simple, pretty much with the idea of when you refer to a park, it's the lake park, the regional park, this. And so we just really thought as a group, that's just what we wanted, Joy Playground. So we're going to present that and kind of get your feel or idea for that. We want to make it sure because it's in Colony Park. We didn't want to use the word park in the name. We wanted to keep it Joy Playground. So that is what our group has come up with. And so I just wanted to put that forth and to you. And then I'm going to let Justin come up and share a little bit more.
Okay. Thank you.
My name's Justin Ferreira, and I've been helping Parents for Joy gather information and present it. And what we have so far is enough money has been raised to actually do the plans through an engineer that's qualified and has also done projects for the city designing. And so with that money, we can get the plans going with just a couple few soils tests and a few requirements with stormwater and other small things. But it's all ready to go, and all we have to do now is apply officially with the city for a permit and go through all the numbers of the permit process, and hopefully by the time that, you know, June comes around with all the proper paperwork turned in, that we'd have an approved set of plans for future fundraising like in June and grants in the fall. So everything's going well and we're on the right track.
Fantastic. Is there anyone else wishing to speak at public comment? All right, seeing none, I'll close public comment and bring it back. It is wonderful to hear that update. We were all here when you came to us in May of 2013, and it's really thrilling to see how far you've gotten. It seems like a small matter, but Mr. City Attorney, could we talk briefly about that name, or do we need to bring that back another time?
Well, this is public comment, so you should probably, if you want to discuss it much further, put it on a future agenda.
Okay. So if there's consent, I think maybe we need to bring that up. Okay. I'm just thinking I think they kind of want a formal go on it, and we don't have to here, but I think we're okay, but it's a small matter that should probably be put back on.
It's something that we can bring back from the Recreation Division.
Perfect.
I think they're just looking for exactly what they got tonight, and we can bring it back once we're really finalized and ready to go with it, if there's some future design with plaques or anything else like that. So
great.
We'll bring it back before
Thank you,
council.
Chief. All right. We have no public hearings tonight, so we'll go on to a management report. We're going to talk about strategic planning, and I will hand it over to our city manager.
Thank you.
The item you have before you is actually an update on the 2013-2015 council goals. So those are the goals for the last two fiscal years. And it's just basically a progress report that we bring to you every 6 months or so to tell you what we've been doing and what progress we've made on those goals. The council's six goals are to promote the Atascadero Lake Park Pavilion, Veterans Memorial, and Zoo as an event center, pursue more connection between the city council and community, promote common sense regulations and reform, promote environmental stewardship, pursue economic development, and provide high-quality public services. And again, safety services. And again, these were done as part of 2 years ago, part of the strategic planning, and it's in preparation for the 2013-2015 budget. We want to allocate resources and make sure that we're allocating resources to where council would like them and what their priorities are. And so this was a process that we went through just recently on Saturday for the next two-year budget cycle. So for promoting the Atascadero Lake Park Pavilion, Veterans Memorial, and Zoo as an event center, one of the objectives was to achieve reaccreditation of the zoo. Since that time, we have done a zoo electrical project. This was from the Bertha Schultz Trust, has allowed us to upgrade all of the electrical at the zoo. That project is currently in progress. We're waiting to get the hookup from PG&E, and that'll provide electricity to power the zoo all the way through the master plan. This is huge for the zoo in getting this power upgrade and getting that infrastructure in place. There's been several donations, including the Red Panda exhibit and another potential donation, that are waiting to become on board, but we don't have electricity to power those exhibits, and so we can't take advantage of them. So we're very, very excited about that. We completed the flamingo exhibit. That's beautiful and has been up and running for almost a year. We put a new reef on the lemur holding area. And we now are in the process of updating our Madagascar radiated tortoise exhibit. This is a new exciting exhibit where you'll be able to see the tortoises all year long. Currently, we take them off exhibit during the winter because they have to be warm. So this will allow them to go into their home, but you can still see it. It has a glass viewing window that'll be exciting. We'll also bring you closer to those. The Madagascar radiated tortoises are kind of exciting. I toured the Los Angeles Zoo, and the docent was very excited about their one Madagascar radiated tortoise. And wow, and we have one of these, and they're very rare, and they're very hard to keep. And I got to say, we have several, and by the way, they're breeding. And so it was kind of nice to see. We are a zoo that is known for our turtles and tortoises. We have a lot of expertise in that area, and we are very, very successful. For those endangered species, they tend to send them to us, and we're proud of that. We are doing a major rehabilitation of the aviary. That should be underway. We expect that to open up probably in another month and a half or so. And we have a new keel billed toucan exhibit that is under renovation. So that's coming along. As part of that keel billed toucan renovation, we're going to also be undertaking a new sloth exhibit. We'll be getting our sloth, well, not our sloth, but another sloth back, and we're excited about that. We've had lots and lots and lots of maintenance projects and repair projects and stuff. All of these are major undertakings at the zoo, as you have to move the animals from their current exhibit to another exhibit in order to do the work in the first exhibit and then move them back. So it's kind of also always a game of moving the puzzle pieces around to try and make it work. And okay, let's move the birds from the aviary into where the owl is. We'll move the owl into this exhibit type of thing. So we're very proud of what we've done. We've installed new fencing. We removed an old stone bench and installed a new planter. We removed all the old diseased trees in the alligator pond. We installed permanent electrical systems, not just the overall zoo utility project, but we had a lot of extension cords that we've been able to put in permanent conduit and electrical there. We've installed fencing and DG surfacing in the back area. We'll be working, opening up our walkabout wallabies, new pond pumps to become more efficient, several pavement areas we've done, We removed old plants and irrigation. We've constructed a new great horned owl exhibit, constructed a new burrowing owl exhibit, and we have repaired and replaced the turtle building flooring, and we're going to have a new turtle lab in the back for all of those turtles that we have. We've also worked with the former Zoo Society to obtain funding for reaccreditation project. They've given us $51,000 that has helped tremendously towards all of those projects that you see we just completed. Without them, we wouldn't be able to do this, and I thank them. Barbie Boots was a big part of that old Zoo Society, and through the wine festival have raised a lot of funds. And we've attended AZA conference and board meetings. We have one more to go in March for the area accreditation project, and we're very hopeful that they can see all the progress we've made. You've asked us to increase marketing and media exposure of the Pavilion, Lake Park, and Zoo. We've been very conscious of getting as much exposure as we can on the city's website, Visit Atascadero website, Facebook, you name it, we're trying to be out there. Alan has made a conscious effort also to get more press releases out. We're going to be hopefully hitting up Atascadero News to maybe be able to submit a monthly column or information where he can talk about a different type of animal out there. We're doing the same thing with the Pavilion. Again, if you look at all our websites, we're trying to promote the Pavilion, and the Lake Park is always one of our top priorities as we do that, all the events we have out there, and showcase what a wonderful gem the Lake Park is. We've worked with the city's marketing firm to establish an effective marketing campaign about the Lake Park and the Zoo and Veterans Memorial. Again, all of those are on our Visit Atascadero webpage, website and Facebook page. To even increase that more, we discussed some of that as part of our promotions and visioning workshop held in August 29th of 2014, and we're maintaining our current presence. Council has directed us to continue with that promotions and marketing campaign, and we'll probably be doing a second visioning and strategic planning sometime in April for that. Oops. We constructed the new Zoo Green parking lot. Fantastic. There's a lot of communities that are very, very jealous of this parking lot. This is a state-of-the-art green parking lot where the water percolates into where it's historically been. Has a lot of educational signs, a lot of plantings and native plants to show how you can best conserve and preserve here in Atascadero. We've also completed the CDBG barrier removal projects, which is a whole new ADA accessible pathway that goes all the way from the Vets Memorial up to the Lake Pavilion and to the Ranger House. That was a major undertaking. Again, we went through some inconvenience there at the Lake Park, but I think it's been well worth it. It's a beautiful pathway that everyone can enjoy. We celebrated the completion of the Kiwanis Bandstand project. Again, another fantastic facility there at the Lake Park. It's got everything we need for that, lighting, electrical, and is a great facility that we've been enjoying for over a year now. You asked us to improve lake water quality, so we installed fountains. We purchased three fountains, or four, I can't remember. It's been a while since the fountains have actually been in the lake. Installed all those to try and help with the lake water quality, and fortunately Mother Nature didn't cooperate, and we didn't have water last summer. But what we did is we dredged the lake, removing thousands of cubic yards of sediment and we'll just leave it at sediment from the lake to try and improve that quality. That gets rid of a lot of those nitrates and those things that we don't want that really cause those algae blooms and those fish die-offs. So we're in good shape when it decides to rain again. And we repaired the lake fill line. We had that down as completed the first time I did the PowerPoint. Since then, it's back in progress. So we are underway repairing it again in a different spot. We hope to have that up and open by the end of next week. So as long as the creek is flowing, we can have that open. You've asked us to get volunteer efforts to help with the lake park, and they formed the Friends of the Lake, a very active and group that cares about the lake and has been looking at projects that they can do around the lake, along with trying to obtain grant funding, working with the city so that they can understand how best to help that lake on an ongoing basis. They've been very instrumental and have spearheaded Lake Cleanup Day, where the city and the Friends partner to get rid of a lot of the shrubs and bushes and dead brush and all of that, again, around the lake. So they've been great, and the volunteers have helped out a lot. They're also our eyes and ears out there. They're great at, when they walk around the lake, picking up trash and doing some of those other things that really help us out day to day. You have told us to improve the appearance and the condition of the pavilion. Again, we put a lot of work into the kitchen, repairing and replacing appliances and other things. It's a beautiful state-of-the-art kitchen that we have there. And the Ranger House, I don't know if you guys remember what this looked like. It was an older room with older paint and facilities. We completely gutted it, set it up. So it's a nice facility to, rent either as a standalone, or brides often rent it as a changing room for their weddings at the lake. A lot of activities go on here at the Ranger House, and I think Public Works did a fantastic job. They did all of this. We did all of this in-house. Your next goal, so that was goal number one, did a lot. Pursue more connection between the city council and community. You really asked us to make sure that the council was having a lot of outreach to the community. You had council meetings are still held on KPRL. We do a live video feed both on cable and the internet of all council meetings. You guys participate in Charter Local Edition interviews, and we maintain a Facebook presence we've tried to streamline our PowerPoint presentations at council meetings for ease of viewing. We've improved the production of press releases. We issue a lot of press releases out of the city manager's office along with our public safety. And we've improved the audio-video infrastructure here at City Hall. And we're working on improving a special events roadmap. So that's on hold for a couple of months, but that's one of the first things that we're looking to do probably late spring, early summer. We celebrated the Atascadero Centennial with style. Council had asked us to make sure that we were participating with the Centennial Committee, that we had lots of Centennial events. We were very, very active with that and enjoyed celebrating with our community. We held the mayor's winemaker dinner. We had the elegant evening. We had a grand opening celebration. We did the replacement of the wrestling baccans and had a wonderful ceremony and art exhibit that day. Again, these were all part of the centennial. Promote common sense, regulation, and reform. You want to encourage county, state, federal government to reduce regulations. And what does that mean? That means we participate with the League of California Cities, trying to get our message across about reducing those state and federal mandates, making sure that they make sense, giving local control wherever we can. Sorry, not sure what that is. We coordinate advocacy opportunities with the League's regional representative, that's Dave Molinex. And what we do is when there is something, hey, this bill really affects our city or cities in general, we go ahead and we try and participate, get letters out, talk to our representatives, and make sure that we get the message across as to why this is important to us. We meet regularly with officials, elected officials. Not only city representatives meet with Cacho and Bill Monning and our Lois Capps office, but also you as individual council members often meet with them, looking for opportunities on, hey, you know, when can I talk to Cacho? For common sense updates to city codes, we prepared a new zoning code update. That was a huge undertaking. We reduced the road improvement requirements. We streamlined septic repair process. We have flexible front yard setbacks, again, trying to loosen that code. We have a process to allow cargo containers. We allowed multifamily residential conversion of historic houses in the commercial zone, and we added a flexible fire sprinkler requirements for changes in occupancies, all trying to reduce that regulation where it makes sense to and get those projects through. Where you asked us to prepare annual reports to council on city's regulation reform efforts. That is what this report is a part of, is to talk about that. And to process a municode text amendment related to remote caller bingo. We completed that early on in our two-year cycle. You've asked us to adapt Regional Water Quality Control Board stormwater and septic regulations to fit Atascadero, another massive undertaking. Yes, it's developed standards that best fit Atascadero business-friendly strategy to the extent possible, and that's what the code that you guys adopted did. You asked us to develop post-construction maintenance and monitoring strategies that are sustainable. Okay, how can we make this work without becoming some huge bureaucracy on that, and minimize the impact on potential redevelopment opportunities in the downtown? Again, the code that you adopted did all of those things. Sorry, and I'm trying to look for a little bit more detail on some of these. And there's a lot. I encourage people. It's on their website. It's in the agenda packets. There's a lot more detail in the agenda package. If you want to know what it is that we did, that's fantastic. It's interesting reading. You asked us to develop septic design standards that best fit Atascadero's unique needs. Again, this is something we did. We had to adopt some of those standards. We had to comply with Regional Water Quality Control. What we tried to do is make them work for us rather than let Regional Water Quality Control Board make those decisions for us. We worked with the Atascadero Mutual Water Company to demonstrate to the state the current level of groundwater protection that already exists. We've been working on this quite a bit, and I expect that we'll continue to work on it for the months and years to come. So this is going to be an ongoing effort. On-site wastewater ordinance, monitoring maintenance strategies should be reasonable and sustainable. Again, that's a recurring message that council has given to staff, and that's what we want to make sure that we're adhering to. You asked us to remain active on a county and statewide level and to stay abreast of current trends on the development and implementation of new regional regulations. We are a member of CASQA. We have an association with Melissa Thorne. We're part of the Hydro Modification Technical Advisory Committee, and we participate with other local agencies. We're also a member of the Blue Ribbon Committee on Water. We've been monitoring very closely and spending staff time on the formation of a potential water district. And we council heard presentations from Atascadero Mutual Water Company regarding how the Atascadero Basin is hydraulically separate from the Paso Robles Basin. Council adopted a resolution supporting the efforts to exclude the basin from a water district. And staff monitored AB 1739 and 1168. Staff has been meeting regularly with Atascadero Mutual Water District or company, and Councilmember Fonzi is now also a liaison and is participating in those meetings. And Council adopted a resolution supporting the formation of a separate and distinct groundwater sustainability agency. We continue to be active on the water regulations, both on a regional front and a state front, to make sure that it works for our community along with the whole. You asked us to promote environmental stewardship. You asked us to create an environmental stewardship page on the website. That is something that is in progress. That is one that we hope to have checked off the list by the end of June. And the same thing, an update, a report on accomplishments. So both of those will come together as part of one, and both of those are in progress right now. You asked us to continue the native oak tree planting and seedling giveaway. That is continuing and it's ongoing. And you encouraged adopt-a-facility projects. You asked us to provide public information regarding energy-efficient programs and projects. That's something we're very proud of down there in the Community Development Department, trying to make sure that we can partner with people to get that energy-efficient programs. You asked us to promote the creation of open space preserves on Eagle Ranch. We're currently working with Eagle Ranch, going through the EIR process, and making sure that that's a part of that project. And you asked us to adopt a business-friendly climate action plan. We brought that before the council. It is a very business-friendly climate action plan, and we're proud of it. You asked us to expedite the permitting of rooftop photovoltaic systems, solar systems. Staff developed a digital submittal. They're the first digital submittals here at the city. And we brought those plan checks in-house. We now have a two-day turnaround for all of those solar permits. And it's my understanding that we are processing more than any other city in the county. We have also instituted a PV systems checklist. That is not required for another year or so. We're well ahead of that, trying to get people the right information so they know what to expect when they come in. It says in progress, but it might be complete already. So, again, and the guide to permitting. We're working on that as part of that. Anything we can do to turn those around, Charles and our Community Development Department is very good at these, and we try and get them in and out as quickly as possible. You asked us to adopt a business-friendly stormwater discharge regulations. All of that stuff that I was talking about before is part of that, and create opportunities for improved environmental services as part of our solid waste and recycling contracts. We discussed that quite a bit this year, going through those, making sure we have some of those things, such as street sweeping and trash, and how to make those work. You asked us to pursue economic development. You asked us to grow the local economy and focus on commercial hotspots. Council prioritized the hotspots both in the future projects and active projects. Under your future projects, you had the Deku Lumber property, the West Front Village restaurant, and the Dove Creek commercial parcel. Under the active projects, you had the Home Depot, Spring Hill Marriott Center, Walmart Annex, Downtown Hoff property, and Colony Square. Those are ones that are already in the hopper and we're focusing on. What we were trying to do is get tenants and others for the future projects. As part of the Deku property, we have a tenant. It's now owned by Don Giesinger, and Style House Furniture is open and in there. If you guys haven't been to Style House Furniture, I was impressed at the amount of furniture and the variety they have. It's a great store. Encourage everybody to go check it out. On West Front Village, we have the restaurant building in the back. That pad and building is currently under plan check. So, again, that's something that we're making some progress. We're seeing some change on that. And Spring Hill Suites is scheduled to open, as I said, mid-April, so about 2 months from now. We'll all have that open and ready to go. You asked us to reduce application fees and make sure that we were business friendly. We really looked at those application fees that businesses pay on a routine basis as part of our fee study and tried to keep those down. And you asked us about to grow the local economy and do business outreach. A huge part of that was the El Camino Real business walk and going through and looking at sign permit fees. The business walk was a huge success. We had a lot of notables. We had over 100 volunteers that day. 32 team captains, 100 volunteers walking all of El Camino to find out what businesses really think and get those surveys turned in. There's 6 miles that were covered, which is quite a bit. Everybody had a different section, and it was a very successful undertaking by the city and the chamber. We had 350 surveys were completed. I think out of 425, I believe, that were sent out. So a fantastic return just by going through there day by day. And we got a lot of good business feedback from that. 475 businesses visited, 350 surveys completed. After that, we held a business appearance workshop, and we invited Pierre Rademacher in to talk about business appearance and how that affects your business, what it is that draws people in, why it is that you should invest in that, and how to invest smart, to be smart about it. It was a great undertaking. Heard a lot of positive feedback about it. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to go, but I know that it was very successful because I've heard a lot. You asked us to expand the city's tax base. We continue to work with Walmart and the Annex Project to try and get that through and make those projects successful. We have not heard back from Walmart yet, but we are hoping to hear back sometime soon, very soon. So that would be hopefully good news. You asked us to build partnership and alliance, refocus and expand the Office of Economic Development. This is something that we do as a part of the process, try and make it meet the needs of those that are interested in applying here for businesses or finding businesses here, try and reinvent ourselves to make sure that we're current with all of that. So that is an ongoing effort. And trying to instill an entrepreneurial can-do attitude with staff. That is ongoing and something that we reiterate regularly. You asked us to regularly meet with commercial brokers. That was a program that we have, and we expect that to continue. You asked us to maintain capacity and staff to support projects. Things have changed a lot in the last year and a half with the number of projects coming in, the types of projects coming in, and what we're doing because it's off-budget cycle. You really need to look at the whole, which includes the whole budget cycle. But in the meantime, we've been trying to contract as much services as we can, both planning services, building services, plan check services, and make sure that we're filling those holes and not holding up projects. We've been using interns and temporary part-time and overtime. We'll continue to do that as we can come up with a strategic plan of what we should look for with this new world we have and this new level of building activity. Originally, we thought when we were going into this budget cycle, we might hit a spike and then a lull as we built out all of the dormant permits. Then we thought we might hit a lull because we didn't have a lot of planning projects in the works. Since then, that's changed. We have a lot of planning projects in the works, along with all of the dormant permits being built now. So we expect this level of activity to continue. You asked us to provide high-quality public safety services. We've modernized our communication capabilities. We used a Fire Act grant to fund radio and dispatch replacement. And actually, I don't have the chief here. I think what we ended up doing is using some of the Bertha Schultz money for that. We weren't successful with the Fire Act grant, but we were successful with that. And you've asked us to improve current systems with repeater systems update. That was a big undertaking by both police and fire to get that project done. We replaced all of the handheld, we're in the process of replacing all the handheld radios using SLESF. And we worked with IT to stabilize computing and reporting systems. We've improved service to MDC terminals and improved capabilities of the CAD system. You asked us to collaborate with community groups and partner agencies, and that's an ongoing project or ongoing thing that we have with Lighthouse and others, trying to make sure that we have good partners and working with neighborhood residents. That's part of our neighborhood programs and what is that called? Sorry, Chief. Well, what we did is we broke up the city into quadrants or sections, and each one has a person in charge of taking care
of that. That's right. I'm sorry. It is our quadrant program. I'm thinking of the name from Santa Maria, and that wouldn't have benefited us at all. So,
you You asked us to cooperate on a regional level to develop responses to emergency incidents, and you've asked us to train local police agencies and police response, or local agencies and police response to active shooter incidents. You asked us to work with county partners on active shooter protocol, which we completed, and you asked us to participate in a new countywide Type 3 incident management team. And that one's an ongoing. So we are a part of that team. We're a successful part of that team and continue to plan on being continue to be a partner. And you asked us to, or part of that, we need to renegotiate our automatic aid contracts. Those are those contracts where, hey, we will automatically respond to your incident if you automatically respond to ours without charge, and that was done. We instituted a self-directed model for police and fire personnel. That is freeing up some of their time to pursue something that they see, in a need that they see in the community, and trying to fulfill that. Hey, I'm really interested in learning more about child seat safety or something along those lines, so that then they could bring that forward to all of us. They've also, it's the Police Service Area Coordination Program.
Thank you.
Has been completed and is in place. We've been working on emergency planning for business. We've adopted a new fire code development that was part of our common sense regulation, and we continue to work on the disaster response development, DRT development. We've developed use agreements with neighboring departments and expanded vehicle capabilities and communication systems. That's part of, we're using that Bertha Schultz very generous donation to try and expand our vehicle capabilities, make sure that we're doing the right thing with our vehicles, trying to bring our dollars and stretch them as long as possible. And we have new leadership for both the TRT and the DRT. We've updated our local hazard mitigation plan, as we talked about. We've done all the work, worked with every single department to put that plan together. The draft was completed in 2014. We had to get peer feedback and feedback from the community. Three different community members had to review that plan. We held a public hearing and have shipped that draft off to the state. We hope to hear back sometime in the coming months, and then it will come back to the council for adoption. And we've done a lot of emergency preparedness training, CERT training. We've done annual CERT training, and we've been working on that CERT team development and governance to try and make that work from a regional standpoint and a North County standpoint. We've also did an employee and family emergency preparedness training that was very helpful to our employees. We hold a disaster council meeting, and we provided a tabletop disaster drill with full EOC activation. We continued fire department performance-based training and scheduled fire training with neighboring fire departments. So they've been doing a lot of stuff.
I need to ask, what is a disaster council meeting?
Probably it's a disaster response council meeting.
Okay, better. Is that the one that we did last year, the whole fire thing, or is this something different than that?
It would be a combination of both, but yes.
Okay.
You as a collected council at part of that training would be able to, as with any other meeting, make decisions on the expenditure of funds and things of that nature related to the disaster.
Thank you.
Sorry, it's been a month since I went through this, and schedule fire training with neighbor firing departments. Maintaining focus on problem areas within the community, we reinstituted the motor officer program and patrol place motor officer position. We've developed and implemented a juvenile services detective position, monitoring standards and evaluate deployment model for performance. We complete that on a quarterly basis, and we're going to continue completing that on a quarterly basis. We continue to encourage high levels of customer service with employee groups and police and fire services. So we're looking at the police cadet and reserve officers programs have been reestablished. A part-time records clerk position has been funded. A police canine program is partially funded through SLESA funding. And a police and fire radio system has been replaced. For the aggressive animal ordinance, we completed the aggressive animal ordinance. It was a community request for that, and we continue to do that. And with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Do we have any questions from council? None. A very thorough report. Thank you very much for that. You've certainly accomplished a lot in the last 2 years, and I know that's ongoing, and I want to thank all of you who have been around doing that. Staff, you've done a great job, and we really appreciate your dedication and commitment to following through with all of this. It's pretty amazing what we can do with our limited resources, but they are growing. So, with that, I'd like to open this to the public. If there's any members of the public wishing to comment at this time, seeing none, I'll close public comment and bring it back to council. Any comments, or we'll just receive and file the report.
I just wanted to also say that what an amazing amount of work is accomplished with the limited resources that we have. And the fact and the focus on our priorities, you did an outstanding job. And I'm looking forward to this year because not only are we going to continue that those priorities, but we also have some new priorities that we talked about this last weekend. So it's going to be a very exciting year. So outstanding work. Thank you.
Yes, it is.
Good report, Rochelle. I appreciate that. And I know that Atascadero has some unique challenges in terms of fire safety. No other community or city in our county has a zoo. We're doing more with solar and gray water systems than others. There are things that people don't know, and it's good to get that word out. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Well, with that, we'll receive and file the report, and we'll move on to council announcements and reports. This is separate from committee reports. Do we have any? No. How about committee reports? No. Councilmember Fonzie?
Yes, I will make a committee report on the Air Pollution Control District. The Air Pollution Control District has a new chair. I was chair last year, and our new chair is now Adam Hill. And Noah Smuckler is the vice chair from Morro Bay, and he will be moving into the chair position the year after. Other than that, that's what's going on for me.
And I will just note that for the Economic Vitality Corporation, that this last meeting, San Luis Obispo gave their economic development presentation, and this coming month, February 25th, it will be our very own city manager, Rochelle Rickard, giving the update for Atascadero at the EVC meeting. With that, do we have any staff reports? No? All right. Then... Well, that would be individual determination or action. So, no. Okay. With that, we will adjourn to closed session. City Council is now going into closed session to discuss items that are listed on the agenda. Is there any public comment on the closed session item? Seeing none, I will close public comment, and we will adjourn to, or not adjourn, we will go to closed session.